Katie and Tyson, and we're at LCB.
Pickle Rick!
Yeah!
Blah, blah, blah. And it's
Pickle Rick.
No,
that's
a... Ba-bom, bom. You're listening to IPA Today with Kenny and Richie. Drinking beer and wasting time.
Los putos.
Critiquing beers and wasting time.
Más puto los dos.
Fucking jackasses.
Bloody wankers.
You bunch of tosspots.
Pendejos.
Fuck you, Joey.
Yeah, for sure. That's the best.
But fucking jackasses.
Yeah, he gets really upset if you don't.
Every month, huh?
Yeah, every month.
Okay, so November 11th, this is, I believe, episode 66. It's kind of messed up because I did two episodes yesterday that are going out next week, and this one's going to go in tomorrow. So,
so we are joining their show and not ours.
Oh, that's right. Here we go.
The shit talking has begun.
You
know,
already.
You got to follow the talent.
ten seconds in.
All right. So, Craig. All right. So, here we go, man. We're at the Bakersfield Bacon Craft Beer Festival.
Wait. You got a VIP?
VIP.
What the fuck? Well, you are not VIP. Who did you call out of that?
He pulled like celebrity status or something.
Yeah. You know, I suck dick and I get things. So there you go.
Yeah. He's like, ooh, you know, giving me beer makes me want to suck stuff.
You notice Winnie doesn't have one.
But I'm bald.
All right, so I'm
she's just out of earshot IPA, too. That's the best part.
IPA Today is we're set up right next to the homebrew tent. So let's talk a little bit about homebrews. What did you bring, John?
I brought a dark mild, so 3.2% English dark mild, and a single malt barrel aged wee heavy.
Whoa.
10%.
Sounds good.
What's the first one again?
An English dark mild.
What does that mean?
It's a low ABV beer with some roasted malt, so it's got a dark color.
So you got really the full body, all the flavor, but without
a lot of flavor, but it's medium light bodied, but with a fair amount of flavor. And that one's called beer flavored beer.
Love it.
Beer flavored beer?
Yeah.
Good just, name.
It's simple beer.
This is beer.
Right. And did you bring your raspberry jalapeno?
I did.
How'd it turn out?
Joey said it was really good.
I'll let you be the judge of that. You got the coins. You can
see he's pulling the stew.
Well, I'm just
he's
asking.
Pulling the stew. He's shitting all over his beard.
Yeah, compared to the last one, how is it?
I think the jalapeno is more muted in this one.
That's probably good.
Does that need to be tightened up, Anna?
All right, we're good. Sorry, okay. This is just moving all over the place.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, that you can't eat the microphone.
He's been trying to.
It's Kenny's. He can eat it.
Yeah. Sean, where is your spit guard? Because you put one on here. I forgot you're supposed to change these old foam thingies out every once in a while. So.
Yeah. Well, Kenny keeps trying to.
That's
episode 3 of Mash Time. You know, the third part of it, it's just like he's trying to deep throat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why I got the VIP pass, John.
Right back. Good callback.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm lucky I got the day off from the drive-thru.
Yeah. That's right. So, Sean, what else did you bring? Is that the
That's
only one
it.
You brought?
I just brought the one. Just brought the one.
Coming in with the heavy hitter. You don't want to don't want everybody to see all the cards you got back at the house?
No, that's I'm lazy. That's nice. Probably the biggest.
So are you all set up, ready to go, to flow?
I think so.
Okay. And then you're all set up, ready to flow?
Yep.
So, what time did you get here?
I don't know. 9:30.
Yeah,
got here with enough time that you can get that beer cold, get it settled again, because even
get on
driving
the podcast.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that would seem...
Priorities.
Priorities, there you go.
But that's something we talked about before. When you run, when you want that stuff to settle out, so you're pouring clear beer, and when you drive over here, it bounces around a little bit, right?
Yeah, it moves around. So last night, I transferred them from one keg to another just to get them all the little bit of trub and stuff that sits in there, get them off and onto a clean keg.
See, that's where the pros come in. You learn pro tricks like that.
And words like trub.
Trub?
Trub.
With a B. Some of you don't learn them.
Yeah. Well, he didn't learn them.
You know, and I've been hanging out with you guys for a while, and I always realize how stupid I am.
You'd think, like, through osmosis, you'd fucking learn something, but...
Just by drinking it.
And, you know, what's funny was I was sitting at the podcast yesterday, which is next week, with Sean Vansickle, Wendy, and Richie, and they're talking about some stuff, and I'm like, I hate being the dumbest guy at the fucking table. I miss Joey.
Yeah, where is Senor Culo?
Yeah, he's
is
working.
Is he on his way?
No, he's working. Oh, Richie?
Yeah.
Senior Culo?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's, believe it or not, he's getting ready to go to Hawaii. So he's got to sit for like 13 hours or however long it's going to take him to get there. But
I thought he was going to be here.
Yeah, we just saw him as we were pulling out and he was pulling in.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
He's going where?
Hawaii. Yeah. So.
Which way is he going if it takes him 13 hours?
Exactly. Well, 8 hours. Yeah, well,
they're driving. They're driving. So. But anyways,
we got really cheap flights. We got to fly through L.A. and then to New York, but then to Hawaii.
I mean, right.
But
and then stop off in Japan.
Hours. Yeah, you know what I mean. But my point is, the larger point is, he's got to take the dogs to the little thingy, and he's got to take the daughter to dance class real quick. Yeah, well, you store your dogs when you're
store
in Hawaii.
Thingy, and you store your dogs.
Yeah, you know Daryl's right, storage. Cool.
Right,
you get a pod,
sock them away. Yeah,
get a pod and like a week worth of food. You're like, hey, dogs, you got to make it last.
What do you think of my dogs? See you in a week. So, anyways, yeah, I don't think he's gonna make it, man.
But okay.
That's all right. He hung out a little bit yesterday, so we're getting a little bit out of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. Shitload of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Shitload of beer.
Just at the home brewer's tent, there's a shitload of beer.
Yeah.
So you got, are your two beers competing against each other, or are they two different classes?
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Like one's 3%, the other one's 10%.
Is there classes of beer, though?
Yin and yang.
They're like yin and yang, man, the opposite ends of the spectrum.
Just answer the question. Are they going against each other, or are they two different classes?
They're two different beers. It's not like I'm fucking got two different IPAs.
Okay. Well, goddamn, man.
Taste them and you'll fucking figure it out.
I can sound stupid on my own. I don't need you to freaking help.
but yeah, it's so much funnier.
It's so much fun, you know? You know, whoever said shooting a fish in... No one's ever said shooting fish in a barrel isn't fun.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easy, but...
Wait a minute. Why am I agreeing? Yeah. All right. So you are in two different classes.
Yeah. Two different styles, two different classes. I mean, they're both British-based beers, but that's about where the similarities are.
Perfect for the weather right now.
This is
actually,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go.
All right, man. Thanks, Sean.
I'll
you
got to
go? Well, see you later.
Jeez, I thought he'd never leave. God damn.
Hey, what's going on, Darwin? What's going on?
All right.
Good, man. Do you want to sit in on the podcast?
I'm good.
You're good?
It's all you. You got it under control.
All right.
How's it going, Kenny?
How are you?
Nice Troy just went up front. Okay. Have you met Troy before?
No.
Okay.
Stu, you ready?
We'll get Troy.
Jump
we'll
on the
get
mic.
You Troy, and that way you can get a wristband or glasses.
I got all that stuff.
Well, you can get a glass and stuff.
I got that, too.
Okay, cool. All right, man.
Howdy.
All right.
Barry's stuff is right next to Tracy's.
Oh, I guess she can.
So
yeah.
It's already on ice. It's ready
She's
to go.
Coming.
Stuart, how's it going?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. What did you bring to the party?
Sorry, I missed you yesterday.
Welcome to Mash Time.
Yeah,
because we're out
welcome to Mash Time, everybody.
Here we go. It's
finally started.
Finally.
So now we can.
What did you say?
We can talk technically about beer. So Kenny can shut up now.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and turn off his mic.
Yeah. No. Go ahead. Yeah. What did you bring?
I brought a pale ale and cider.
Oh, that's right. You brought that cider.
Yeah.
You got that pale ale fixed.
Fixed. There.
Is it just hops?
Dip tube was clogged. Yeah, I never had it. Happened like that before, but
yeah,
it was a duh moment, man. You guys said it. I was like, fuck, yeah no
it's,
shit.
It's happened even if I've crashed the beer that I dry hopped really heavily.
Oh, really?
It was one time I did a mosaic, all mosaic IPA, and I had to take that dip tube out like 10 times. I was for sure I thought it was going to be contaminated.
You had that problem at the Country Crap Beer Festival,
yeah, and that's when I was like, oh man, it's happening again, but
yeah, you got to be careful when your tubes plug up, man. You'll put an eye out,
yep.
I'm not gonna. Yeah. I thought about laughing and I'll just.
Anna was the only one that laughed. God bless her.
Yeah.
It was a pity laugh.
It was a pity laugh.
I thought you said pretty laugh. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty.
Yeah, but we're back at it again, man. It's good. Yeah. Good to be out here.
One thing to try next time is push it to another keg, a clean keg.
Okay. That's too much work for me.
But it's one way to do. You can make sure you get all that stuff out.
So okay.
You were saying on your last podcast that you're kind of going back to the brewing a bag stuff.
That's what I did. Yeah, with pale ale.
Yep. Man, I'm like Tracy and I are like the only ones now. Everyone's brewing a bag now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, I can't blame them because it's
just have a lot going on, man. It cuts like 2 hours off the day for me. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. I gotta like. Yeah, it's tough to homebrew. That's why I do it at night now. I brew. I get home from work. Go home from work at 5, and I brew on Friday nights. I get done at like 2 in the morning, but I can't do it during the day because it's too much time with the baby.
Right. Yeah.
Brew till 2 in the morning.
On Friday nights.
On Friday nights.
I get to take care of the baby for the rest of the night.
Well, I mean, it's better than that than during the day, right? Because 8 hours during the Saturday or something or Sunday. So
what is the – I know what the difference is by watching, but what's the difference in the form of – is it a quality thing or is it just strictly time? Is it
– It's time and money. There's less money invested in equipment. You can mash and boil in the same kettle. So there's that. You may lose a little bit of efficiency.
That's what I was going to say.
But I mean, really, if you shouldn't be too concerned about efficiency. You should be more concerned about it being consistent.
Yeah,
65% and 75% is maybe like a pound of grain.
I get around the same thing. Batch sparging too, man. So I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
for me.
When you guys say efficiency, what does that mean?
So how much sugar you can extract from the grain, right? So there's like 100% potential that you can extract. So brewers typically will get like batch sparging, you'll get anywhere from 60 to 70, 75. Then like with my system or Tracy's, you can get 80, 85,
90. How do you test that? Do you go back and test what's
Well, it's just a percentage, right? So like Beersmith has a calculator so you can measure what you expect. And to what you have, to what you actually get, and it'll tell you what your efficiency is.
Okay.
But the most important thing is just to make sure it's consistent. Whether it's 60% or 90%. I mean, the only difference between the two is maybe a couple pounds of grain. So a
couple bucks.
Yeah, a few bucks. So a lot of people get caught up on efficiencies, but consistency is more important.
But is it
anyway?
But,
I don't want this to become into a mash time.
No, I listened to you guys talk about the efficiency, and I wasn't sure what that means.
Yeah, it's just how much sugar you can extract from the grain.
Okay, all right, and then but isn't that kind of cheating? I mean, isn't that what the lame ass brewers do? Isn't that what you said when the mics were off?
Oh, just Frank. No, I'm kidding. No, because Chase does it. I mean, you can make phenomenal beer, and you can make phenomenal beer with extract. I mean, Jason Keeler, I don't think he's here.
So
but
what's the difference between extract and brewing a bag?
There's no, you don't have to mash all your base malt.
Okay. So you're still doing that? You're not doing extract?
Yeah, I'm just dumping everything in a mesh bag with the amount of water I need, and you're taking out the whole sparging process.
Okay. So it's still a bit of a brewing process.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still taking my readings that I always take and all that shit, too. So it's just you're cutting out a step. And
right on. What's up, Troy? Hey, bro. You did a great job.
Yeah, man.
I'm super, stressed out right now. Yeah,
I'll come join you guys later. I got to.
Thank you, Troy, for all your work.
Yeah. All right, Stuart.
Yeah. How many you need here?
All right.
Yeah, how many can I get? Yeah, he was like, how many glasses can you get? Or did you take? I'm like, how many can I get?
Oh yeah, because I'm gonna probably want to grab a couple more on the way out. You know, it's good for the brew.
Well,
room.
You just hang out late, and you'll probably find a random one or two.
Yeah.
But hey, I got some tape, so you can mark your name on it if you're gonna hang out here.
Yeah, thanks.
People try to take your glass once in a while.
Hey, just grab some. Darren has like 15 of them.
Yeah, he needs to hand one of those over.
Yeah, he needs to share the wealth. Yeah, Bogart and all the glasses.
You know, I noticed though, him and Jeff always turn their head the other way when they see me podcasting. Man, they do not like being on the podcast.
All right, man.
All right. So let me hit pause and then see if anybody else wants to jump in here. And
yeah, Matt will. Matt never shuts up either. He's like me.
All right.
We just talk all the time.
Come on in, Matt. Come on.
Oh, dude. Okay. You want to hit pause or you want to just roll right
in?
No,
it's great, Matt, down here.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's all I need. Where are your glasses up there?
Yeah, right up front.
No, all they'll need is the bands and they'll get in.
Okay, cool. Are we doing the time? Yeah, I'll get these cards.
If there's any problems, just have them call you. And
get your cards out of here.
All right.
What's happening?
How's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
I was talking. Oh, snap.
Yeah, there you go. You got to get right up on it, man.
You guys have really upgraded since the last time I talked.
Oh, no, this is mash time.
No, this is IPA today.
Yeah,
I'm the real deal.
Real deal, Holyfield.
Yeah, what's your name?
Matt, dude.
Matt, pleasure to meet you. Kenny.
Kenny,
you haven't met Matt Hughes?
I have not.
Nah. Oh. I'm a, what is it, barfly at the Dionysus now.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that baby. Hey,
that's a VIP. You get two glasses and a baby.
They had them out at the front.
I just snuck them in, just for a little bit.
That's Benjamin Button. He's actually 21 years old.
Cool. That's the ride home right there.
That's great.
Keep them sober.
That's right. So what did you bring?
What did I bring? Session IPA.
Nice.
Nice.
It just ended up being lower ABV than I thought it would be. So
we're just talking about efficiencies.
Yeah. Wasn't very good that day. I really tried, but I don't know. There was not a lot going on. I just effed up, but that's all good.
That's awesome, though.
Oh, Jesus, Bob's already drinking. We're in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, did you just see? Stu literally just turned that car all the way around in that little spot there. He got boxed in.
Well, yeah, he's got I'm pretty sure he has a backup camera.
That's pretty cool, though, man.
He better have done it without the camera.
It's a little tiny thing.
It's a little tiny guy. Remember, like, car?
Austin
yeah.
Powers and like the little golf cart?
That's how it looked like. Bam, bam, bam,
57
bam.
Point
yep.
turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now this van's going to come up in here. Ooh.
Get up all in it. Yep. Whoa, this is actually fun. So we're set up right at the front where people are walking in, so we get to kind of see the
that's
vendors.
That's a full circle.
Full circle.
That's Skip.
Oh.
Remember Skip?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the TS days?
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
we need to get him over here.
Yeah, Skip's legit.
Yeah, he is. Well, Full Circle's legit.
Dude, they're awesome, man, and they're doing that fundraiser now. They're trying to get some. I've thought about it. I talked to them, but it's hard. I'd love to invest because they're making awesome beer, too. Full Circle?
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard for us to take advantage of it down in Bakersfield.
No joke. Yeah, I've only had it at like festivals or that thing at the Hop Shootout, I think, in the summertime.
I didn't have that one, but I was here during the Country and Craft.
Yeah.
Had some of their beers. And I didn't know, like, one of the owners was pouring beer with Skip.
Yeah.
He was just it was like, you know, he was just there, hey, man, how's it going? How do you like the beer?
It was sweet, dude.
It was really cool.
They had a cryo hop.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
they killed it with a cryo hop.
I remember Frank made friends over there, and he said, he comes back and goes, hey, man, these guys want IPA Today to do a podcast up there. It only takes us 20 minutes to get there. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes, we can take the train. I'm like, Frank, shut up.
Yeah, the speed train?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the bullet train. The bullet train.
Yep. So, Matt, you're already got everything?
Absolutely not. I should probably go get my beer on ice. But, you know, a break was well-deserved. Riding in was tough, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, actually, yeah, I'm going to go do that real quick.
All right, man, thanks for joining us, man. Oh, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. All appreciate right. it.
Come back when you're ready. All right. Let's hit pause.
All right.
I see.
All right. All right. Hey, Craig, what's going on?
Good afternoon, morning. Everything's going great.
What'd you bring?
I brought a milk stout peppered up with cocoa nibs.
So not the coconut this time.
Not the coconut.
That is a great beer.
Thanks.
So that's the one you,
the one you didn't bring.
That's the one I didn't bring.
I love the one you left at home.
Yeah.
Saving it for you.
All right. What about you, Tracy? What'd you bring?
I brought an IPA, similar to the last festival that I had. I just didn't find this one, so it's unfiltered kind of a IPA with Denali and cashmere. And then I brought a bacon bourbon porter.
Woo!
Yes.
So for the theme of the festival, I thought I'd go all out.
That's awesome.
Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Yeah. That sounds good. Where do I vote? I'm going to just go ahead and give you my chips.
He said that to everybody sat down here.
Oh, man, I felt special for a second.
Except for me.
No. I've only said it to two people. Yeah. Yeah, just hit. Yeah, you can hit Craig. That's fine.
Yeah. Once you hit the bump, stop.
Yeah. So did and you brewed this especially for this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I brewed a porter, and then I split the batch and decided to infuse some bacon into some bourbon and then, you know, get the grease out of that and then put it into the beer.
Do you use bacon bits or you just use real bacon?
I cook bacon and then the grease and infuse it into the bourbon.
Wow. Now, the grease, is that okay for head retention or does that screw things up?
You chill that and you let it set for a while until you can render the fat off of it. And then you just put, which, you know, a brewery can't really put straight bourbon in their beer, but I can as a home brewer.
Right. You can do whatever you want.
We were talking about that yesterday with Sean Bansickle. It's crazy. Yep.
I'm impressed that you ask about the head retention and the grease factor.
I am too, actually.
You're coming along.
He's learning a lot.
Well, what's another beer that...
You get a gold star for the day.
That came up in another beer.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, thank you. And it's the oils from the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the coconut, too.
I love the fact that all you badass brewers think I'm a fucking idiot, man.
Well, you propagate it. We're just along for the ride, really.
You're making our case for us sometimes.
You know what? And I don't argue. You're right.
It's the brand.
I think he knows. I think he knows more than he pretends.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Don't forget it.
Turn the mic off. He's a genius.
That's right.
I wouldn't go that far.
So this has turned out to be a pretty nice day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The weather's great.
Yeah, we can't quite tell if you want to wear a sweatshirt or not, but it's you know, being a little bit overweight, I'm perfect.
I agree. I am in the same boat.
Yep.
And it's going down fast.
And we're all rocking some beards today than Tracy. That's a
you got to work on that.
We can make that Velcro sound thing.
Oh, shit. What does
Frank say? I want to be the hook clasp one. I want to be the clasp one. I have no idea what that means. But there's some kind of a stigma with which one of the part of the Velcro you are. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did not either. Frank enlightens me.
Way to go, Frank.
He teaches me a lot of stuff.
Yep.
So how does, beer. So how does this? So let me ask you the question that I asked John, and John basically told me I'm an idiot. But so with your beers, are they in different classes? They don't compete against each other, right?
For
the voting purposes, yeah.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. No, I think it's just one vote per beer, right?
Yeah, I think here it's
just homebrew.
Yeah, it's just which beer the public believes is.
Oh,
their
okay.
favorite. Yeah, there's no classifications well, to compete under.
Why am I trying so hard to learn all this stuff? I want to be able to vote. Like,
no, well, you should.
Well, you got to taste them all.
Yeah.
That's 33 beers.
You'll probably vote for the last one that you taste.
There's Dr. Sexy.
Yeah,
Dr. Sexy.
Tyler, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Good. Nice to see you.
Good to see you. LCB in the house.
Tyler from nice LCB.
Yes. Awesome.
Coming out on December 9th.
Not sure yet. December 9th.
December 9th would be the two-year anniversary
party, right? LCB, that's right. I put down interested. I'm just not sure if I'm making it.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That would be a train wreck.
Sounds like I'm in. Sounds like I'm in.
He's on.
You don't have a choice now.
Yeah. All right.
No, there you go.
And he's got a beard, too, so you know what that means.
No, that is like the king of beards right there, that's right. Man. That dude's legit. Yep. I do like that beard.
Right.
It takes me back when I first discovered Playboys in the 70s. You know, it's just
I like that.
it takes me right back, right there.
Took me a minute, but I'm with you.
Yeah. That's where I'm at. That's Tracy.
I'm on the wrong podcast.
Yeah.
It's going good.
Yep. So how have you been? I haven't seen you in a long time.
Good. I've been busy.
Yeah?
I haven't. I haven't been brewing as much.
Why is that?
I started a new job, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
We can curse, right?
Yeah.
Fucking jobs. They get in the way of everything.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah, fucking jobs. That's right. I wish we could just do this for a living, right? Podcast and brew beer and.
You can.
Sit around, drink, and talk shit.
Some people do that.
You can do it. You just got to commit.
Yeah. I wish we could do this for a living. You can. Yeah. So, have you been going to the Tuesday night meetings?
Most of them, yeah. The very last one I didn't make it to, but every other one I've been at. And I know that they're kind of talking about maybe mixing up some of the location.
Well, wasn't the last one at Eureka Burger?
Yes,
it was.
Yeah.
That was all right. Yeah. They did the whole hygrometer alcohol test reading thing.
Is that what it was talked about?
It worked out okay.
So let me ask. So isn't that... Most guys, home brewers know to do that. Was that enlightening for anybody? Did anybody learn something from that?
I think, like you're saying, everyone sort of has a familiarity with it. I mean, there was a few sort of different models out there, and a guy I had never seen, him and his wife showed up, and he was having problems taking his readings. Turned out his hygrometer was... kind of screwed up. So from that perspective, a few people did, but it was sort of
anybody
old hat.
Bring a refractometer?
How's it going?
They did.
Oh, Kyle from Dionysus comes by. What's up, man?
He's got a beard too.
He's got a badass beard too.
So yeah, it was informative. It was a little, you know, Barry did a decent job and people were starting to get into their beers. So
Barry's not here today. He's in Florida.
Yeah.
So
tough
his
duty.
Beers are here, though.
Oh, nice.
Well, I think that's just...
Watch, he'll win.
It's really cool that these get-togethers, you know, that's a way to network, get this bounce ideas off each other, and then educate each other. I think that's awesome, man. And I know I've learned some stuff. It's just I wish it could be on a Friday night or a Saturday. I think that'd be even better. Yeah, Tuesday nights just make it a little
it's
rough.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, let's make it at your house every Saturday.
Right. Fair enough.
Fair enough. I'll talk to the wife, get back to you.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just the juniors running around. They'll get into stuff. That's fine.
Yeah, well, okay.
What else?
Tracy, we'll do your house every Saturday.
Every other Saturday.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
I can't do it at Sean's house because he doesn't answer the door when I knock.
That's right. That's right.
He knows better.
One time, you learn your lesson.
Yeah. Like, all right, I get it. Because I called him. He's like, what's up, man? I'm like, oh, nothing. I was just at your door.
So let me ask, where's Richie?
Richie,
shit can him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's out. He's out. like I said, you got to go with the talent, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
No, yo. He's he said they're getting ready to head out to Hawaii, I think tonight. So he's got to get all the preparations done. Got to take the dogs to the boarding thing, and I think they had to get another dance class out of the way for the daughter. So they had some stuff to take care of, and this just didn't fit into the schedule. So.
Got it.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. I said, well, if you change your mind, your name's on the list, so you can get in. So he yesterday he sat down with us for a little bit. He wasn't able to drink too much, so he wasn't sure how his system is going to react. So he's got to get reacclimated to the beer and get back in the swing of things. So yeah, that butthole
shape for it.
Butthole surgery is funny, but it's not. You know, it's funny to it's funny to us, but not so much him.
Yeah,
it's nothing you can take sitting down.
No, thank you, thank you. Well. That's right. I like.
So,
it.
Well, what have you been drinking? I'm going to turn the tables because I've kind of missed a few podcasts, but I see a plethora of bottles out. It's getting ever the pile of bottles and drunk Mexican people is getting ever bigger. So why don't you walk me through some of your newest faves? Maybe
next week's podcast that happened yesterday. SV came over, Sean Vansigel, and he brought some
SV.
SV, right. Yeah,
he's right there.
Yeah,
he brought over SVU. some crazy stuff, man. Some meat. And some ciders, and just it was very enlightening, you know, and the stuff he does. I mean, it's just an all day, you know, event of just to get the honey where he wants to incorporate that. It was great. I learned a lot. Yeah. So I'm trying new stuff, man, but I gravitate towards the IPAs for sure. That's kind of my thing. That's where I like it. But listening to Mash Time and hanging out with you guys, I'm learning a lot and getting you know, familiar with the other beers. There was one yesterday that I think it was one of the DeBells, but Sean had done a different yeast. Can you fit back there?
Right down in there.
All right. But Sean had done a different yeast on that DeBell, and it was really good. It was way better than I'm not Kevin, Sean.
I'm right here. You see me?
Shit.
Right across the
Sorry.
Table.
I thought that mic was still up.
Yeah, it's hot.
No, but
you're
like I
the headphones were off.
But like I said, I didn't like that one, man. And it had something.
I didn't like it either.
Yeah, it was. And everybody's like, oh man, I can't be. You said his beer tastes like throw up water. That's not exactly what I said. What? It just came out that way. But it's not.
That's exactly.
You mean the
what
throw
you
up
said.
Or the comment?
Yeah. It was just well.
You were talking about.
Yeah, I was just talking about it. I couldn't make it to the toilets. I peeked in the sink, but then I had to scoop it out of the toilets.
And created throw-up water, just like Sean's beer.
And I said, speaking of throw-up water, let's talk about this DeBell. So I thought that I just don't like DeBells, but then Sean's yesterday was pretty dang good. It was pretty low ABV, but it still had a lot of flavor and body to it. And I was like, wow,
that's,
you know.
Is that the one he did a collab with John?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what he did was the half he took home, he split that in half and did two different yeast strains on those. And the one he had brought over that I had over at John's house, it was a different yeast than John used, but also he put some adjuncts in there, and it was really dry. Kind of
what
like,
Sean does. He dries it out and puts a lot of
so
adjuncts.
Creative.
Highly attenuative. Huh?
We did a saison together, and he did that with the saison, split it twice.
Right.
Put some chamomile and
all that
hibiscus
crazy stuff,
flour in it. Mm. Yeah.
It's just whatever you can get out of his flower bed, he's just throwing it in there. And then when he runs low on that, he said he grabs the tea bags, throws some green tea in there. But it's pretty good. But the one he had yesterday, it had no adjuncts, and I don't know, I can't tell you what yeast to use, but it was great. It was like I said, it looked dark. It looked really creamy head on there with the dark color on it. Had great lacings.
Did that one have the saffron in it?
No, nothing.
Okay, because he's when he split that, I think he put saffron in.
And that's
in
the one that went back to John's house, and I tasted it there. This one had nothing. It was just really good. I enjoyed it. So what about you, Craig? Are you still killing the coconut?
Yeah, every once in a while, but I haven't brewed it in a little bit. I've actually been brewing for a handful of weddings, so Kolsch's and
sort of
Pilsners, you know, just
easy
sort of the
stuff.
Yeah, you know, it depends who the crowd is. Mm-hmm. It's something a little more yellow, a little more, I guess, they're more acquainted with, but I've been getting decent reviews, and that's fine. And then, like I said, I did the stout for this.
So when you brew for a wedding, you've got to plan that out. With do you have a time frame that for the brew and the fermentation process, and then but do you give yourself a buffer in case it doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to, or are you just like, well, if this doesn't work, I'll just swing by Save Mart and grab a keg?
Yeah, we try to prevent that, or at least I do. Oddly enough, I was doing a Kolsch and also a red ale, and the red ale didn't work out, and I haven't had a beer not work out in a while, but it was a multiple generations of super yeast, and I don't know. I think whatever harvest I got on the yeast wasn't sort of the main, I guess, meat of the normal yeast, so it came off very off-putting, and unfortunately...
You hear that? I think you're...
Yeah. Unfortunately, after so many years, I actually ended up dumping that one, so... But the...
That may be coming from... I think they just plugged something in there.
They plugged something into my strip and
it's your vibrator.
Causing a little...
Can it's you guys... in your pocket, man. You know where it's at. Don't play stupid.
It's the remote control.
It's an app. He's got it on his phone.
Richie's not the only one with a funny butthole. So I don't know if that's coming through on the podcast or not, but it's
definitely in my headset.
Yeah.
But don't worry. There you go. You've turned me all the way off.
All right.
So the planning, sure, you know, you get an idea when the wedding is and, you know, what type of beers they might want, so.
I had enough time. I did a test batch before I did my wedding batch.
So yeah,
it works. You get enough time that you can test what you want to do.
Yeah, I doubled down on the Kolsch, so instead of bringing them 15 gallons, I brought them 10, and it was fine. And, you know, there was like three or four real drinkers that kind of hung around and put that beer back. But it was good. It's
right
fun.
On. Cool. Good. What about you?
I did. My niece got married recently, and I brewed for her wedding. And and for the fair that we had, the homebrew competition at the fair recently, that's a test batch I put into that. And then I split. I did a blonde ale with laurel hops. And then I split half of that, and I put blueberries in half of that. So I had a blueberry blonde.
Oh, nice.
And so I did that for the wedding again, and both of those kegs got floated. They were gone.
That's cool.
That's awesome. And that's the goal, right?
Yeah. You know, you don't want to take any back home with you. You got to lug it around.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll happen here today. There's how many homebrews?
33 or 34.
Yeah.
That's a lot of beer.
A lot of people have multiple beers.
Mm-hmm. How's the homebrew competition at the fairgrounds? Is that pretty well good turnout for that?
There were, I don't know, not as much, I don't think, as previous years. Mm. There was probably 30, 40,
oh, cool.
Beers. But before, there were quite a few. I think last year there were about 25 mm-hmm. or so. They want more people to do it. They want more people to get involved in the fair just completely, whether it be homebrew or, some other... something else they want to enter, because there's quite a few things that you can enter there. Baking,
Yeah. Oh, I got you. Not just beers.
Like,
how was it? How many people were there versus here?
Homebrewers?
Yes.
I think there were quite a few, about amount that's here. Beers.
And people voted on them?
No. There's just a judging day.
How did you do?
I got first in pale. First in fruit spice and first in open.
Shit, nice. You killed it!
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, congratulations, badass!
Award winning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not overall this year. There was a guy who was a mead that won the grand champion this year.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of curious if SV brought his mead, because that stuff was pretty good.
Yeah.
I would say.
Can't drink a lot of it, though.
No. Well, he had one yesterday. It was at 21%.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
Huh.
But he was thanks, Troy. So, it's an interesting process. I don't know if you guys have heard. I don't want to insult your intelligence, but he puts the fermenter.
Knock yourself out.
He puts the ferment bucket, right, the secondary fermenter in the freezer. And as it starts crystallizing, you just keep scraping off the crystals to where you eventually freeze out all the moisture, and you just keep concentrating the alcohols and...
That's cool.
Yeah,
cool,
it's like an Eisenmead.
That sounds pretty smart, right, John?
Eisenmead.
Well, I'm starting to pick up a lot of music in the microphone, so I'm thinking about how to shut this down.
That's Troy. It's just singing.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
It's got the one-string love bass.
Yeah.
That is a great point to close it up.
Yeah, and on that note. Yeah.
The one-string love bass.
Boom.
Slapping the bass. Yep. That's awesome.
There you go. Yep. Troy, you made it, man. I love it.
Troy, great job putting all this together.
See? The second person that's told you.
Yeah, it is.
No, really.
Really
thanks
nice.
A lot.
We appreciate
it.
Stumbling
Troy. Yeah.
Stumbling Troy kicked ass.
A little disorganized, but we'll get there. I'll,
yeah.
I'll get better and better.
All right. Well, don't tell anybody that.
Yeah,
looks good.
Well, this is one of my shortest podcasts. It's only 35 minutes.
But it's because we're not drinking yet.
I know. I know. It's like, man, when I'm sober, I'm fucking boring,
yeah,
man.
Like,
What else did you win, Tracy?
So in the news today.
Don't tell us about your new job.
Yeah.
Did
you guys see the trophy today?
Oh, there's a trophy
uh-oh.
Here.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Oh. Tap handle.
Does it vibrate?
That's what Kenny had in his pocket earlier.
And?
I'm just making an observation.
Yeah. It was the test batch.
Yeah. Nice. Very cool.
All right. So I'm going to shut this down. What I'm going to do is listen to it. And if I'm really picking up that music, I'm going to wrap it up. And if not, then I'll just, maybe we'll come back.
Cool.
How about that?
Cool.
Tracy, okay. Thanks. Right, yeah. Thanks for joining. Good luck. Congratulations on all your other victories.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks, Sean.
All right.
Craig, thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
All right. Enjoy. Okay, we're back. They're starting to kick up the music. I was afraid that it was coming up over the microphones, but it's not. So I'm going to keep on going until I have to. So SV's back on the mic.
Yep.
You're featured next week.
Yes. Next week I will come to your house.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we got Troy. Troy's been doing all this, setting all this up.
Yes, sir.
Running crazy. And then
having fun.
Job, Troy. What a job.
Yep. And then
thank you.
Mel. Which is your Alex's dad?
Yeah, right there. That big boy right there.
Yeah, good looking kid, man.
That big boy right there.
Yeah, he almost looks as good as his dad, but you know.
Yeah. That's where he gets it from.
That's right.
We all can't get that lucky.
So this is your first homebrew event?
Yes, it is. Yes.
So what are you bringing to the table? What do you got over there?
We got Bruce's Homebrew Ale.
Nice.
First batch.
And that's named, is Bruce that, is your dog, right?
Named after your dog?
Yes.
Yeah. That's because a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool. Cool looking dog.
Well, we'd had a lot more, but he got in the fridge a couple days ago, drank three beers. It was really good.
So he likes it.
Yeah, he does like it.
Yep. And Sean, what did you bring?
So I've got my Sidra Anomalous, which is a 100% Brettanomyces fermented cider. And I've got a Black Brett IPA that I did with Jared. And we're going to do a time pour of a Limoncello Belgian Blonde Ale. So,
wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very complex.
What time are you going to pour that?
I don't know yet. I do you know anybody who seems like they know what they're doing around here that I could ask a question like that, Troy?
I don't.
Okay.
That's on you, man.
All right.
You choose the time.
Sounds good.
So, Mel, tell me about this Jimmy Kimmel thing. What was that about?
Well, that was a little bit crazy. Me and my son went to the seventh game of the World Series.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
Nice.
You know,
no,
I guess.
No.
Where did they have the World Series?
He went to the one in Houston. Yeah. Right.
I don't know where they did the World Series
game.
So as I was leaving the game, someone stopped me and said, hey, you want to tell us a little bit about the game? I said, yeah, no problem. So I asked her, hand me the mic. She said, no, I'll hold the mic. I said, no, I got to hold the mic. She said, no, I'll hold it. Anyway, that took a couple minutes. We got through that okay. And then they asked us. They asked me what you thought about the game. I said, well, no, it was really, really great going to the seventh game of the World Series with my son. And then I said, you know, that's never going to happen in my lifetime. I'll be dead the next time that happens. Okay? But Jimmy Kimmel's show caught on, and Jennifer was, she was doing the hosting of the show. So somehow it got on their show the next night.
All right.
And
that's cool.
And basically, I said they took a part of it, and they said, "I'm gonna be dead at the next World Series." And then at the end for her, she said, "Yeah, not with that attitude." It was pretty good.
So that went viral, right? I mean,
I think it did.
Is it online and everything?
Yeah, it went online and the whole shot. I don't know how many hits.
That's cool, man.
But I'm waiting for some royalties or something like that. But I haven't got a check in the mail yet, so I don't know what's going on.
Hey, so Troy, why don't you ask Mel how the game turned out?
Yeah, how did the Kings win? Who was playing?
Are you talking about the game, the seventh game?
Who's playing?
You talking about the game in Houston, the seventh
game?
The
seventh game in Houston. In Houston, yeah.
I think it was the Redskins that won that one. It was,
exactly.
It was a classic.
Yeah, that was a pretty good
three-pointer right at the end.
Exactly. Bing. Yeah.
Dumbass.
It wasn't a fun game at the end. 13 men on base. 13 men on base.
Yeah.
Hey, so did you catch the episode 64 where we said you're racist, Troy?
Yeah, I did. Yes. I love that episode because now I'm the group's racist, which I'm the most far
that
from
happened.
That.
Yeah.
So just to catch up to speed, Mel. So
I'm not a racist.
I've had a couple.
Thank you.
A couple.
Thank you very much.
I've had a couple episodes where I've had two different black gentlemen on the show, and every time they go to talk, Troy feels like they need background music, so he starts doing
it. It only makes sense.
And it's only when he's been drinking, but he goes, boo. So I'm like, he's the racist one. He's got to make background music for only the black guys, you know?
I mean, I can do background music for everybody.
Yeah. Well, what would Joey's be?
Joey's be...
Yeah, nothing racist here. Yeah.
And then Kenny's is.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, if immigration ever came to my house on Thanksgiving Day, I'd lose half my family. Some to China, some to Africa, some to North America.
That's a broad.
Yes, definitely.
I like that.
Kenny, what did you just finish drinking?
This is John's...
the beer-flavored beer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the mild.
Ooh,
pretty
good.
That's awesome.
That sounds good.
Really dark, a lot of flavor in it. Great license.
3.2% alcohol.
I should have went that route. Yeah. I got John's Wee Heavy.
Ooh.
And it's like 10-something.
Yeah, that's ambitious.
Yeah, that's a great beer to kick off the day noon. Yeah. Start drinking at noon. That's
absolutely.
That's how you do it.
That's going to be a long day, I think, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, got to pace yourself.
Yeah. I started last night.
That a boy. I did too. Well, I did was shine.
I started
yesterday.
At noon yesterday.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a stinger this morning, but I had a couple more beers after you left, and I went to Flamberger to get something to eat, and I had another beer there, which I really didn't need. So yeah, I had a little bit of a stinger this morning.
Oh,
yeah, but I'm good now. And it was really funny. I was you know, Frank always talks about you just got to slam a beer in the morning. I had a dream I did that.
I can't do that.
I didn't either, but I was drinking this really great New England style double IPA, and I was just, it was a pint glass can, and I drank the whole can. I'm like, man, that feels a lot better. And then I woke up and I had a headache. I'm like, oh, it was only a dream. But it was like, you know, so funny is like, you know, when I was younger, I used to dream about chicks. You know, now I'm dreaming about beers.
Being able to drink a beer in the morning.
Yeah, but did you check on your pillow? You might have had an empty can of beer. That's right. It could have been true.
That's right. Never know. I should
sleep drinking.
That would be, you know, I guess there's worse things.
Somnolistic alcoholism.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Way too educated.
Oh, it's an official business.
Talk about ice distribution.
Yeah. This is Paul. I'm on the
black helicopters are coming for us, guys.
If ice comes,
I need to go put my tinfoil hat on.
If ice comes to my house, I'm in trouble.
Wait a minute. I think it's Jennifer coming. Okay, hold, guys. I got to take off.
Yeah.
All they have to do is go look in the back
of their beer. That's right. So you excited, Sean, about this one? See how we do?
Going to be fun. Now, this is a huge tent, too, man. There's so many homebrewers, so much good beer.
Are you the only one doing the bottle conditioning?
I think so. I've been getting some ball busting about my lack of kegs, but I don't give a shit, man.
I think there's a couple bottlers over there.
No, oh, okay.
Yours are in bottles.
Oh, you're on there too? Yeah, awesome.
I got the Glotch bottles. So
cool, yeah.
The ones that you can't open.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get a screwdriver to open.
I like those. Those are good.
The ones you can't open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bring somebody else in? I gotta move around a little bit.
I do as well.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry. This was fun. Thank you for having me.
Good check-in.
Thanks for doing it.
Thanks, Kenny.
Trying to be as pretty as Frank.
You're
pretty.
It's all about the beard. You got to worry about the beard, not the hair.
So, hey, man, so now we got Uncle Frank here with his mangoes. Tell us about this beer.
Mango New England IPA.
It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
It was kind of just a... whatever I had in the drawers left over for
in the drawers.
I mean my cabinets
for
grains.
Yeah. What kind of beer we're having here.
And then just decided to add some mango to it.
I thought I was drinking a sour over here.
I had to reach into my drawers and pull out some adjuncts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey John.
It was all adjuncts.
Awesome, bro. You like that one?
Cool. Yeah. Then we got Tyler from LCB. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys.
So what's the ABV on this?
This one was I can't remember off the 5.4.
Nice.
Almost six. It's easy drinking.
Nice. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
Thank
killed
you.
It with this one. I
Kenny,
like it.
You're going to have to make Frank share with you. I brought a can of Done Saying I'm Done Playing, but I didn't know you guys were setting up.
Why didn't you tell him?
Yeah. Two straws, please.
Three.
We drink out of it together.
I've been dying to try that.
That's cute.
Yep. So, Tyler, tell us December 9th, what do we got going on?
Two-year anniversary party. We have...
Man, you put me on the spot. Mm.
You got some music. Maybe, you got some food.
Maybe we had an LCB rep we could talk to. So.
Somebody
it's still
know.
Early. Let's go hey, it's one. Veterans Day and it's early. I should not be the, I should not be awake this early. No, we've got Whiskey Galore playing the music. We've got
fucking noon
dinner by the butcher shop in Tehachapi. Nice. Some guys, they do really great work. They are preparing a whole hog off of our spent beer grains. We also have a new shop in Tehachapi called Taylor's Provisions.
Here comes trouble.
I know.
What's up, brother? They're doing a vegan dinner as well. So if you've got someone in your family that doesn't like pork, no fear. We've got a vegan option as well for you. We're also going to have that beard stuff out there. I've got a couple other places that are coming as well. I even have a nice surprise from L.A. coming out. So it's gonna be a pretty cool little event for our second year anniversary.
That's awesome, man.
Is the vegan option, is that like tofu cut in the shape of a pig?
No, I wish, but it's more like vegan nachos, stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, cool, cool.
Ooh, nachos.
Taylor's Provisions. They just opened up in Tehachapi. They do all vegan food. Seasoning, spices, oils. I've been spending way too much money. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah. So hey Kyle with Dionysus, how you been, man? How's it been going?
Excellent. How have you been?
I've been doing great, man. How's so you killing it right now? Business is booming?
Yes, I get no sleep, and that's all right with me.
Yeah.
Team no sleep.
Team no sleep. I see you're killing it by drinking beer all the time, reviewing it, doing the podcast. You're pushing them out, dude.
Yeah, I need to swing back by your brewery and do another one.
Dude, let's do it.
All right.
You're always welcome. My home is your home.
All right.
Yeah, are you sure about that? You don't.
We'll try to make sure. We'll try to make sure Tyson doesn't hijack the next one.
You know, that was a lot of fun, and for those of you that didn't catch that episode, we had we had made plans with Kyle to come over to Dionysus and do a podcast, and then it was cool. Stuart showed up from Mash Time, so we kind of did a split cast, and then all of a sudden Tyson from Local Craft Beer shows up, so it was just a blast, man. We had that was a bad stinger the next day, because I can't get enough of that Dank Street, man, and I was, Jesus Christ, I took a couple growlers home. And
well, you had the reflection on tap that day. That's why I was hungover the next day. That reflection, Jesus.
I think that was a strawberry one.
I don't know, but yeah, it does dirty things to you.
Where's Stuart right now?
He was setting up over here. He was here. He jumped in here already.
Oh, nice. I didn't see him.
I do have to talk about what I'm drinking right
now. Let's talk about it.
I think we're the same one.
Yeah, we're drinking the same one. Sean over in the homebrew tent has a Brett Cider.
What's up, Kyle?
Brett Cider, huh?
Dude, this thing is ridiculous.
Dude, it's fantastic.
What's up, bro? I got to try that out.
Wow, how cool is that, man? I got freaking Kyle from Dionysus, Kyle Smith. Tyler, I feel like a groupie is what I feel like. I feel like.
Oh, by the way, shout out to John Agee. I don't know what he put in that Balcones barrel, but it's phenomenal.
Yeah, he kills it, man. Okay, so what do you got? What were you saying before I interrupted you?
Oh, that was Tyler talking about the cider.
Yes, this Brett cider that Sean has over there in the bottles, freaking great.
Yeah, Sean Vansickle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't had any of his beer, I guess, or ciders or mixed fermentation beers.
In his meads?
He's always killing it. Dude.
Yeah, we were just talking. He was over yesterday, man, and got us tore up. And I don't know if you saw the picture of my wife on the bed. But
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that, actually.
Yeah, she's like, I want a podcast. Like, all right, we'll bust out some of these the beers that he had in the bottles that were conditioned in the bottles. And he started explaining. It was really cool how he was talking about the one at 21%. And he was saying that how he takes the secondary fermenter and just freezes it and keeps...
And then shaves it off?
Shaves it off, man. And
I have a bottle at the house that I'm scared to drink, honestly.
Yeah. It was pretty damn good, though, man. His stuff is really good. It's very complex. He's got... just his adjuncts are off the hook, man.
Creative. Really creative.
So what about... Kyle, what do you got? Anything new out there?
We have a beer that I'm most proud of coming out next week. It's a golden sour aged in red wine barrels for 14 months.
Ooh, nice.
Wow.
About 8 months into the aging process, we added black raspberries. It was actually fresh from a farm in Oregon. And then we got vanilla beans and cinnamon sticks. I mean, and it's the first time that we actually made a beer that's not carbed either. It's more of a still beer.
Really?
Because nice. One thing I noticed is when it was a little carb, like just normal carbonation, you kind of lost the barrel characteristic. And if I'm aging something for 14 months, I want it to have that characteristic. So I realized when it has a lower carbonation level that the barrel just shines. So it's going to be a unique treat. I like it. I think it's going to be very selective.
I'm going to let you finish, but... golden peaches through the ages might be the greatest beer of all time.
I was going to bring that today, but I didn't. My bad.
If you haven't gone over to Dio and tried Through the Ages on golden yellow peaches, you're missing out.
Seriously.
And that's cool, because I'll just go buy them all.
Hey, and that was a local farmer who dropped off fresh peaches.
Nice.
For free. He said, wow. I can't use these. I'm not going to, you know,
that's
gouge you.
Awesome.
And just put them in a beer and make sure I get a bottle of it. I was like, okay.
Deal. Yeah.
So it keeps our costs low, which I love, too, because I like to give people, like, the cheapest sours they can possibly get. Because that's pretty much why we got into the game, because sours was too much money, and I wanted to offer something different.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, you're starting to see yours at a lot of the, I mean, the Imbibes and the Solis. I mean, you're starting to see your stuff getting out there, man, and that's badass.
Oh, that's our sales rep, Matt Hodges. He's absolutely killing it for us. Same thing with what Tyler does at LCB. They push you. They put all the grunt work out there and make sure the brands get recognized in the right markets.
Yeah. And it's funny because I was just up at my daughter's house and did for her husband's birthday up in Turlock, and I did a beer tasting there for partying and had a bunch of bombers, and now I've got a couple of folks that want to do trading with me because you got Dust Bowl up there. They're like, well, should be some Dust Bowl, but you got to send up some of that LCB and some of that Dio up here.
Nice.
Like, all right, yeah. Because just remember, folks, Ziploc bags are your friend. You don't want to get that phone call from FedEx like I did. don't you ever put beer in our box again. I said, sorry, I didn't know. My wife did it.
Rookie.
Blame it on the wife.
Rookies. I know.
It was salsa. It's not beer.
I get beer mail from Texas every week. Yeah, I haven't lost a bottle in 2 years.
Yeah, well, I live and learn.
Bubble wrap and gallon sized Ziplocs are your best friends.
That's it. You're not kidding, man.
Awesome. Uh-oh, they're letting the gates in. I got to go man the booth. I love you guys.
Same here. Nice talking to you guys.
See you guys. We'll see you at the booth. All right. Dude, how cool was that,
man? That
was fun. Fuck. I love it. Fuck Richie, man.
Where is Richie?
He's getting ready to head out to Hawaii. So
what?
His little butthole's got to sit on that plane.
Oh, no. Does he have a donut?
No, I don't know, but no, he said those donuts are bad because it actually spreads more, so causes
spreads like, what?
Yeah, well, the tears in his butt. Yeah.
That's what started this whole problem.
Yeah, spreading the cheeks caused this issue in the first place. So
you know what? Keep your legs crossed. You don't get any of these problems.
That's true.
Yeah,
be a lady, please.
That's right.
Cross your legs.
All right, so now it's the VIP floodgates just opened up, so I got people coming in, and. It sounds like they're doing some sound checks now. I'm really worried about the background noise.
It actually sounds pretty good.
It sounds.
I mean, well, I can hear myself.
Yeah.
A lot better than what the.
Well,
the last one was.
We hit stop and in play, and I wasn't picking it up, but this is a little louder. So.
It's a background music for.
Yep.
For the, it actually sounded like porn music.
So what?
Put your pants back on, Frank.
I was starting to get a little turned on.
Started thinking of Richie.
So we talk about buttholes and Richie, and I got turned on.
What's up, Darren?
Stickers go
easy, easy.
You ready?
Hey, I know where those stickers go, Troy. I found one at Lengthwise.
So Darren, one owners of Lengthwise, just walked by, and him and Jeff, every time they walk by me podcasting, they turn their heads the other way. So they
don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Nobody wants to talk.
They don't want to do it, man. Those guys are fucking classy, man. They're the best.
But it's a really good spot right now where you guys are at.
Oh, yeah.
With the homebrew tent in here, too.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
The mango is delicious.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, this is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I actually did something right.
Dude, I want to talk shit about it, and I can't.
Oh, just wait. The IPA Today version 2 is coming out soon, so you can talk shit about that one.
Even if it's delicious, you know you will.
Yeah, just talk shit about it.
No, this is good, Frank. You killed it on this
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good.
I got to say, I honestly, you're getting a lot better.
Well, thanks, I guess. I don't know where to take that.
That's like a girl going, your dick's way bigger than your brother's. Oh, like, wait, what?
Hey, did you put your number on your thing yourself, or do we have to do that?
I did it myself.
Okay.
Because
I probably need to do that.
I don't know like how everyone was going to know based on the board where to go. So
I got to find out which number I am.
Look at Troy, still like hustling his.
He does not. You know what? I don't think he realized what he got himself into, man, because he is freaking out.
He's hustling right now.
Yep.
He's on with this
shit
everywhere.
It's doing a lot better than he's getting himself credit for, I think.
But I got to say, my name was not on the list like I was told it was. And so there was a little bit there. And then he sets me up right here next to this generator. And then
Here he goes.
Austin comes over and he's like, I got to fire up the generator. I'm like, well, then I got to shut it down. I got 10 minutes of podcasting in.
Oh, hey. Hey, Troy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
What's up, man?
Did you get enough of your cards out there?
I got a little bit of them. I got more. I'm trying to
pepper in
the whole booth.
We can stand at the front and just hand them out as they walk in.
Why
don't
we
coins.
Do that? Why is that not happening? I should go put them in all the glasses.
All the glasses.
Hey, did you see that I had Kyle from Dionysus here. I had Tyler here.
Dude.
Kyle Smith comes over and says hi. Like,
I was like, dude, this is a nice panel, right?
Oh, shit, dude. I feel like I was just met some of the all-stars.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, one of the things I didn't get to tell Kyle was that they had that, it was, you know, not beer related, but they have a coffee that they had brewed, and they aged it in a barrel, and it was phenomenal.
Where was that? Likewise?
No, at Dionysus.
Oh, Dionysus.
It's just straight up coffee. They got it listed on there at zero, you know, ABVs.
Right. Was it like one of their cold brews that they did?
Cold brew. Mm-hmm. Nice. But they barreled aged it, and it was amazing.
Really?
I bet that was tasty.
Oh.
Wow.
And I love coffee as much as I love beer, so I had to switch it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But I'm not near as good looking when you drink coffee.
But I get amped up for it.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll do it with a smile.
Okay, we're good to go.
All right. Well, Craig was over here, and I told him about Richie's butt surgery. He's like, well, you can't take that sitting down. Oh,
God. Man, he's on point all the time.
Yeah.
He is,
he's got the zingers.
He's funny. Yeah. And I told him Tyler's. Every time I see his beard, I always think back when I first discovered Playboys in the 70s. And Tracy was like, aw.
Perfect.
Yep.
I love that beard.
I do too, man. It's like the beard of beards.
Oh.
What'd you say? If you two made out, it would grab your beard and eat it?
Velcro, yeah. It would stick together.
It would stick together.
Full on stick together.
We'd have a Velcro beard.
Yeah.
Velcro beard off.
So what do you think, Troy? Man, I mean, you're pretty much done now as far
yeah.
as
I'm going to do a little talk before just to give the rules out. There's some little rules, like, you know, don't over pour. Obviously, don't pour people that look like they've been drinking way too much. Yeah,
that's all of us.
But I'm
saying
talking about other people.
Oh, okay.
Not us.
I was going to say,
as far as the organization, it is what it is now, right? I mean, it's
yeah,
organized.
Yeah,
as good
we're
as
there.
It's
we're
get.
There. And Jared has done so much. He lined everybody up with their numbers and everything. Man, he's helped out. Huge. It was very cool to have him helping.
That's awesome.
Because I was running around trying to figure out the whole ticket thing because we had a little issue there. But that's all squared away, I think. And hopefully all our guests will be able to get in. And
that's it.
We'll be good to go. Everybody can enjoy the festival. It now it's just a matter of the scheduling. Sorry to cut you off. But the schedule, like, as far as making sure we have enough people pouring. But I think there's going to be a lot of homebrewers that want to sit here the whole time anyway.
Yeah, and that's like when you sent out the schedule, I was like, oh, that's because there is actually a lot more homebrewers than we usually have.
Yeah, this is the biggest one for
and,
sure.
And a lot of beers, too. I mean, what are we, like, hitting almost 30 beers?
We're at 34.
Wow.
Plus a couple of little one-off. Somebody's got a growler or two or something crazy.
So for those of you that are listening right now that you're listening to this probably on Monday or Sunday, and you were not able to make it out on Veterans Day, November 11th. It's the sun's come out now. The skies have parted, and we've got this beautiful sunshine now, and we've got this this beautiful little river creek thing with the water flowing over the rocks. The ducks are over
there.
It's
going to be a nice day.
Couple ducks.
This is just a beautiful day. It's a beautiful event. Again,
next year you got to make it. Next year. Or go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go to the Country Craft.
Country Craft Beer Festival.
These guys are honoring the veterans. They're letting them in for $20.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. That's
cool.
Lengthwise is doing things for the vets. I mean, these guys are, this is a class act group right here. So if you didn't make it this year, make sure you make it next year. Again, it's a bacon theme. So a lot of the foods that are out here, the food vendors are going to have some form of bacon infused in their.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Who doesn't like bacon?
Vegans.
I don't like those people.
Yeah. Who doesn't like bacon strips?
No. I heard there's country fried bacon out here too with gravy.
I'll bet there is.
Oh my God.
Hey, that sounds good.
Speaking of bacon strips, you didn't like that video I sent you?
I don't even want to know what it was.
Oh, no.
No, just because it was so terrible, you guys are all going to have to see it.
Yeah.
Great.
And you will be offended.
Oh, yes. I love being offended.
Terribly offended.
Oh, he says,
especially early in the day. It's not even lunchtime, and I'm going to get offended.
No,
it was timely, though, with Thanksgiving coming
up. He says, Joey sends me the chicks with the big boobs that are really hot, and you send me this stuff. I'm like, well, we like what we like.
So Kenny's looking it up.
God. This is,
you hear the gobble?
There's music.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Kenny, things you...
It's a gobbler.
It sounds like a turkey.
You know, you are on the list of when I'm at work.
You just broke Troy.
If you send me something,
hey,
I have
you
to
send me
like,
that, Kenny?
I have to just. I have to go to another room to open up your text.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because sometimes it's just like, hey, what are you doing? And other times it's things like that. And then I'm disturbed for the rest of the day.
So basically, the visual is what's that thing that hangs down from a turkey's chin?
The gobbler?
The gobbler. It basically, that
the beard.
We're
the
gonna
beard.
Wait. We're gonna explain it.
Well, it was a lady.
Oh.
Enough said. Enough said.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Hi, Jared.
And I'm calling her a lady. Damn it.
She seems really nice. She has no issues.
The riding bull has just arrived.
Yes. Here we go.
Holy crap.
I'm probably gonna stand by that for about an hour just to watch what happens.
Kenny's gonna lose his other ball on that one.
And by riding bull, Troy means mechanical bull.
Mechanical bull. What else would it be?
We're not going back to the gobbler conversation.
What else is it? I mean, that's what it is, right?
The riding bull.
Oh. Oh, I was totally off on what.
Sorry
bull
for my
about.
Terminology.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't see it. I just see the mechanical bull. What are you talking about?
What are you talking?
Sorry, I don't speak that.
Hey, are we manning the tent right now? Is that what's going on?
It's getting started.
We got about. In fact, I probably need to get up. We got about 15 more minutes.
Okay.
I got to make a speech.
All right.
All right. I'll tell you what.
Whoa. You have to make a speech?
Yeah. I think we have to listen
rules.
To it.
Rules and regulations. Oh.
You know, man, we're at an hour, and I think we've hit what we wanted to accomplish.
Do you want to get some guests coming in or something? I mean, do it while the VIPs are rolling? You're in the prime position for that.
If you see somebody.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
She's a celebrity roll through.
I'm pretty good with. I'm ready to start walking around and checking shit out.
Don't scare people with that face.
No, stupid face. stupid face.
Or your text messages.
Or your text messages, please.
That was
everybody sit down and look at this.
Yeah, look at this, guys.
Watch these videos.
I just forward what I receive. It's not like I made that as a home video, just to be clear.
It looks like you're editing.
It's got your signature on it somewhere.
It's got your signature all
That's
over.
That's me making the turkey noises.
He's got one of those.
Hey, Wendy, wait till I go. Come on.
Now do it.
All right, now cut. We got to keep this under 10 seconds.
I think vines are six, right?
Yeah.
And then Sean's like, why do you send me this shit? I'm like, hey, fuck you. That's my wife.
Offended me.
I have to physically sit there for a second to think about how am I going to respond to this?
Because
It could get worse. The way that I respond, it could get worse.
Sean lately has been just responding with the emoji with the guy with his hand over his face like that. Like he's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh no.
I've been getting those a lot lately from him.
Perfect.
I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah. Because he's like, I was like, what were we talking about? Doing the live podcast.
Video from YouTube.
And like, maybe you can help me out. And he's like, man, that's going to take a lot of space, a lot of time. It's going to take up a lot of data. And then my reply was, thanks, man. You're the best.
And I did it.
We
streamed for a little while.
Yeah. So he just replies with emoji with his hand like, oh, God damn, Kenny.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Any response.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
So like I'm in Star Wars. It's a trap.
Yeah.
I asked him, I go, hey, you know what, man? Why don't we just dump your piece of shit podcast and join forces? And he's like, hey, what do you think about this World Series thing?
So. Divert.
The I'm not IPA divert. Today.
I'm not IPA today podcast. It didn't happen, folks.
That's a good. I like that.
Talk about a shit show.
Yeah.
So how about that World Series?
Yeah. But you know,
I heard it happened. I heard it happened.
Yeah, that was the previous part of the
podcast.
That'll
be a fun sticker to pee on in a
Hey, what the fuck, dude?
Hey, I showed you the picture. I didn't tell you.
Which urinal is that? Does anyone know which urinal?
The one at Lengthwise.
Is that Lengthwise?
Cool.
So I went there. Cool. I went there just to have a beer and some lunch. And I had the shirt on. I had the IPA Today shirt on. And the bar guys were like, "Hey, we got your stickers all over the place." And we started talking about podcasting. And I was like, "Oh, that's fun." And then I just went to the restroom. And then the moment I went to the urinal, I go, they're fucking with me, right?
That's where the sticker is.
Did you not see, was it still up on the wall?
No, I'm not looking at the wall.
It's still on the, are you in the bathroom?
On the cooler?
Yeah, so in the bathroom, you know, somebody had done a graffiti, and then they put a lengthwise sticker over the graffiti. Well, I put my IPA Today sticker over that, and I'm like, I know Frank can't reach that fucking high. Because I reached up to do it.
Didn't even look at the wall, because I looked at, you know what? It was perfect placement, because the first thing I noticed when I was pissing was IPA Today.
Yeah, some place would probably pay money for it.
I know.
That
that's good.
And I agree, because at first I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I'm like, ah, that's cool.
Every single person that peed that day saw that.
Definitely.
As long as nobody shits on it.
Yeah.
Did you do that yourself?
I even came out and like said, "Oh, you guys, you're funny," and they just kind of looked at me like they didn't know what was going on. And I go, "Well, all right, well."
So okay. I don't know if that's
just wanted
that
you to know you're funny.
I just think you guys are funny.
So I don't know if that was a brand new one of those big old mint things they put in the urinal. So I don't know if it's a.
Does it taste like mint?
It was a brand new one, and they stuck it on there and then threw it in there, or if somebody just threw the sticker and it landed perfect. I don't know.
It was perfect placement.
It was perfect.
I enjoyed it. Cool.
That's hashtag.
I didn't send you the picture of me actually peeing on it.
No.
You should have.
But I've done that
because I knew
video,
he was going to post
live
it.
Video.
He was going to post it and then tag me, and I go, yes. Oh, perfect. Yep. There's Frank. But did you, on IP today.
Did you like your sticker siding I did for you? Because I actually had an extra sticker, and I stuck that on his bike.
Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Sticker sidings.
You could have zoomed in.
Sean's bike?
Yeah.
You could have zoomed in and made the sticker look bigger, but yeah, story of my life.
Yeah. It looks good from a distance.
Yeah.
It's just kind of small when you get
close.
It's
how it sticks. That's what counts.
That's right. It's all about how you use it.
How long it lasts there, that's all you care about.
All I got to say is you don't reach this level that I'm at until you see your sticker in a urinal.
that's high level for sure.
Goals.
A urinal at a pub.
At a pub. Yeah. A pub that you go to all the time.
Thank God we've made it. Yep.
So at what point do the people that clean the bathrooms at Lengthwise get you banned from Lengthwise?
Ooh.
I don't know, man.
I bet they don't care. They're not touching that. They're not going in there.
Yeah. I know, but I'm probably getting close.
For a number of reasons.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, all right, guys, I gotta get up.
All right, man. Thanks, Troy.
Thanks for doing this too. I appreciate you guys doing the podcast here.
Thanks for getting me in for free.
You know it.
All you gotta do is sit here and talk.
There might be a sticker sighting one of these porta potties pretty soon.
Oh, no kidding.
I got a pocketbook.
Oh, yes, here we go.
You should have them out here on the table. Yeah. Yep. Very good.
Yeah, what all the right. fuck? He puts his untapped Bakersfield stickers on my table. Cheesy, my
they're all over the homebrew tables.
You let him do it.
Come on, flick him off.
Stick him in the urinal.
He's got his earpiece in, too, like a professional. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's not talking to anybody.
No professional douchebag.
No.
Hey, you know what, though, man? He kicked ass on this, man. I got to hand it to him.
It's a lot of work.
Drone. We're being filmed.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's cool.
NSA is watching us or something.
Damn it, they got my social security number now.
All right, man. So it looks like we're going to start the, like I said, the VIPs are here, and you guys got to start representing your beers. So I'm just going to go ahead and shut it down, man, because this way I can go ahead and pack my shit up. And not like Richie packed his shit, but I'm going to. Yes. Got to get an ass joke.
You need surgery after that kind of ass packing.
All right, so hey, Sean, closing out, man. How can we reach you?
I'm not Kevin.com is one way. Instagram, I'm not Kevin Pod. Pretty much anywhere. At iTunes.
At Poncho the Mex.
Poncho the Mex on Instagram.
Got more followers than I have.
Had to hit 1,000, right?
hit 1,000. Yeah.
Good job.
Still climbing.
Congratulations, man.
I got to do a beer giveaway pretty soon.
That's what I'm thinking for 2,000.
Yeah. That's awesome. Dude, that is so cool.
So
I don't know. I'm still lingering around 700. So.
I'm throwing you some bones.
And it is. And I've only got 700 because of you. So
it was pretty cool to see the guys from I drink beer show.
Yep.
and IR Review.
Yeah, they're good guys.
I review beer. Those guys were trying to help because it was like you got right to that line
right
90
there.
Something.
Oh, God.
And then
I was only like three away, and those guys pushed it. So.
And then the floodgate. Cool.
Thanks to those guys.
Opened
that's badass,
up.
Man. Well, I wish you guys both all the luck in your competition, man. I hope you guys knock it out of the park. Hope you guys win some. Hope you can take I hope you can take the champion down, Tracy.
No kidding.
She's legit.
She's all trouble.
Man. Yeah,
all
she's,
trouble.
She's all
there's
trouble.
Gonna be some really good beer today. Yeah,
time to go through it.
Yeah,
through it all.
So congratulations.
Time to go through it all and judge them.
All right, man. So fuck Joey. Fuck Richie. So and then. Man, fuck John and Craig too.
Here comes the ass.
Why is the ass in mine?
This is when you wish it was a video podcast.
Oh, this is where I leave.
Yeah,
this is where I leave with pink guy, right?
So,
I just like your soft dressing.
Oh, God.
Let's get them on both sides.
We just want to wish you guys.
No. Yeah. This is terrible. They got glasses on.
We want to wish you guys luck today in the competition, man. Hope you guys nail it. If not, again, thanks for coming out. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for setting this thing up, Kenny.
You got
it.
Yeah. I'm here.
Enjoy.
All right, man. Enjoy, guys.
See you guys.